With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump with a question for the crowd at last night's campaign rally in Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley.
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Mr. Trump borrowing a page from the Reagan campaign playbook at that rally in Allentown, PA. The former president promising that if elected, he will end inflation, stop a surge of criminal illegal aliens into the U.S., and will, in Mr. Trump's words, bring back the American dream. President Biden's description of Trump supporters as garbage has the White House scrambling to do damage control. It puts the Harris campaign in a bind as Kamala Harris tries to portray herself as a unity candidate, although she has called Mr. Trump a fascist, and some on her side of the aisle repeatedly labeling the former president Hitler. Harris last night spoke in Washington, D.C.
With the White House serving as a backdrop, Harris told thousands of cheering people that her presidency would not be marked by past grievances and retribution.
On day one, if elected, Donald Trump would walk into that office with an enemies list. When elected, I will walk in with a to-do list.
The vice president said she offers a new generation of leadership and pledged to be a president for all Americans.
And to always put country above party and self.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, more than 60 people have died in flash flooding in eastern Spain, dozens of towns underwater. The Yankees have done it, keeping their hopes of a 2024 World Series title alive by beating the Dodgers 11-4 last night. It means there will be a Game 5, and that will take place tonight in the Bronx. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 68 points, NASDAQ futures up 49. This is SRN News. A federal court considers transgenderism.
The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is taking up a lawsuit filed by several states against the Biden administration's effort to rewrite Title IX to include transgender people. The president wants to let males compete against females in school sports, and the states are fighting it. Senior counsel Jake Warner of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "This radical attempt to redefine sex turns back the clock on equality and equal opportunity for women." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center has announced the honorees for its annual women's event gala on Friday. One of them is a man. The New York-based center says the event is designed to highlight the achievements of women who have made significant contributions to their industries and the LGBTQ community. One of the honorees will be Dr. Renee McLaughlin, a man who is living as a woman. This is SRN News. It is a messy but important job for election workers in Clark County, Washington. They're beginning the task of trying to salvage charred voter ballots.
A Clark County official says about 475 burned ballots were retrieved from a ballot drop box in Vancouver, Washington State that was damaged by incendiary devices early Monday. Officials will track down the voters so they can be given new ballots. Clark County Auditor Greg Kimsey says the damaged ballots are separate from an unknown number that were destroyed. An incendiary device also damaged three ballots at a box in Portland, Oregon. Authorities have said that enough material from the devices was recovered to link the two fires on Monday, as well as an incident on October 8th in Vancouver. I'm Donna Water.
And once again on Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, stock futures have been mixed, with the Dow futures down, NASDAQ S&P futures up. More details, SRNnews.com.